Hi there. The word for you today is confront them in love. Paul writes about it, Ephesians 4:15, speaking the truth in love. Now, sometimes love requires confronting people, but it must always be done the right way and only over the right issues. If you spend your life correcting people, you'll finish up with no credibility and no friends. So at what point should you confront somebody? Only when you've answered these questions. First, is it important? If it involves a destructive habit, an abusive behavior, a major doctrinal error, or a situation that could hurt them, it's important to get involved. Another question, is it chronic? I mean, if you observe the same thing over and over, it doesn't have to be big to get your love in gear. Another question is, have you earned the right to speak? If a casual acquaintance does something unwise, it's probably none of your business. But if somebody close to you does it, it's both appropriate and loving to say, that will hurt you. Paul points out four things about love in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3 and 4. Here they are. First, love is not rude. It doesn't use the open wide while I jam this down your throat approach. Secondly, he said love is not self-seeking. It forgets about the need to be accepted and makes sure that the person is attended to and that what they hear is filtered only by kindness. In other words, it refuses to walk away having just spoken half the truth. Third, he writes, love is not easily angered. When you confront somebody in love, don't be upset if you get an angry response such as, who are you to tell me? The right medicine doesn't taste good, but ultimately it heals. And the fourth thing he says is, love keeps no record of wrongs. When you've been hurt, it's critical that you deal with it and get it behind you, because only then can you confront someone else for their own good.